Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Part of your Thursday, you're hanging with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. And these are your headlines for this Thursday, September the 15th. Where shall we start? We'll start with good news for Texas Tech Golf. Ludwig Åberg.
Ludwig.
Did you get an official on that?
Well, the only reason I know is I did the drive around with Sands and Wesley Bloomquist got me straight on that.
So it's because I thought it was right. We got the Åberg part right.
Yeah, Åberg is correct.
Ludwig.
Yeah.
I think I've said both names wrong.
Right. I used to do Ludwig
Åberg. Yeah. So I finally got
Ludwig
the Åberg.
Åberg.
Now I'll get the. Okay. Ludwig Åberg, number one player in the entire country, according to this new PGA Tour collegiate rankings. This is new this season. I think he came in at number three to start the season. He is now vaulted up to number one. I do wonder, with the correlation of what I told you with David Puig leaving Arizona State yesterday, I wonder, I hadn't seen the list before this week to see if that had anything to do with him moving up. But nonetheless, Åberg is currently ranked third in the world amateur rankings. He was a 2022 Ben Hogan Award winner, also selected to the Fred Haskins Award watch list earlier this month. Three-time All-America selection. He is as decorated as they come. The top five finishers, Hacks, in this new Velocity Global Rankings will earn a membership, straight membership onto the Korn Ferry Tour, which is a big deal because that's the primary qualifying for the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. So pretty big to get that. So this is a good opportunity for Ludwig, and you'd expect him to just continue to tear it up, as he has really the last 4 years at Texas Tech. Other headlines for you, a little high school football action for you tonight. Just one game in the area as Lubbock High will host San Angelo Lakeview, Chiefs at the Westerners, Cowboys versus Indians. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight at Lowry Field, if you're interested in taking that one. Lubbock High, a better team this year than ones we've seen in the past. So, should be a good game going on there. Texas Rangers losers to the Oakland Athletics, 8-7 last night. Exact same score as the previous night, but just flip-flopped on the teams. Josh Young goes 1-for-4 with a single in the ball game. Houston Astros beat the Tigres for the third straight game. This time, a narrow affair, but Astros win it 2-1 over the Tigers. Rangers not in action tonight. Astros are, as the Astros will take on those swinging A's at 6:40, 7:10 first pitch from Houston. You can hear the game right here on 100.7 The Score. We, right over on Double T 97.3, we'll have Red Raider Football with Joey McGuire, episode number 3.
This week's moving fast, man.
It is moving. Sorry, Thursday. That you can take in at 6 o'clock from Rudy's tonight on Double T 97.3. And as soon as that's over, Chiefs Chargers from Kansas City on Double T 97.3. 7 o'clock there, about a 7:20-ish. Kickoff between Chiefs and Chargers. Feeling good, Lucas? For the Bolts? You shouldn't.
Sort of, kind of. I mean, I think it'll be a close game. I'm really not trying to jinx it, but Herbert has played well in Arrowhead both the previous two times. But without Keenan Allen, I think that'll be a big hit. And then if J.C. Jackson doesn't play on the secondary, Mahomes can definitely torch the field with that as well. But we'll see what happens. It'll be a good game nonetheless.
Mahomes looked about as good as he possibly could have in game one.
Yeah, if you get precise, Pat.
Yeah.
Like that. It's going to be a long day.
But we'll see. Tonight, Chiefs, Chargers, 7 o'clock on Double T 97.3. Pretty good little one for Prime to be launching their their coverage on to the best teams in the league.
So where can we watch this tonight?
I think this is exclusively on Amazon Prime. I think they have multiple broadcasts, though. So they have the Kirk Herbstreit, Al Michaels one.
How much money do you think Kirk Herbstreit's making right now?
Between both jobs?
A year.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even.
40 mil?
Probably. Let's say it's got to be at least close. Well, I don't know. He may be making 40 just with ESPN. I mean, he is the face of college football when it comes to TV.
Did you see that little video they edited together of him doing the sunrise, game day, get on a plane, go to the next spot, do the game?
No, I didn't see that. Was it on game day?
It was on the interwebs, on the tweeters.
No, I hadn't seen that one.
It was about a minute and a half of just getting him from place to place. And
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I think that there's other broadcasts. I think Dude Perfect, you know, the YouTube guys are involved on a broadcast. Grief. Well, they have the Nickelodeon one. They're obviously, the NFL is obviously trying to go after kids.
Harvest a new crop of.
Right, right.
Football watchers.
I mean, it's whether it works or not, it's a good idea.
It is a great idea.
Because baseball's done a horrible job of it.
It's the opposite of what the NFL has done.
Right. So the NFL's done this slime time. I don't even know where you can watch that. They have one game a week, right? Is that Sunday Night Football?
Yes, I believe it's Sunday so. Night.
Anyway, the NFL does the Nickelodeon thing, and now Dude Perfect's doing something with Prime, and it's just there's opportunity for kids, so good for them.
Dude Perfect has represented the Aggies much better than the Yell Eaters have.
I have noticed, because my kids love the Dude Perfect dudes. They almost never represent A&M in their videos nowadays. They used to wear the gear and all that. Now it's, I don't know if it's just a business thing. It's like, we're not going to brand it as much.
Or we're not going to give you anything free.
Yeah. Well, probably that. They probably only wear stuff that's paying them. But, yeah, they don't really wear the Aggie stuff anymore. Or maybe they watch the Yell Leader practice. And it just made them want to quit wearing the gear. Raiders dad, Choice, had a great stay at the illustrious Woodman Estates. The mint on the pillow was a nice touch. I appreciated Janine's late-night cooking. The guided hunt wasn't all that great, but maybe something to work on in the future. Yes. 4.5 stars, I will be back. Did get to meet Raiders dad last night.
It was good to see him again, yeah.
So
we got to talk about dogs.
Yeah, good to
meet you. I had a dream that June literally had a shovel digging holes to try and escape the backyard, which she did yesterday. But I found out something today, okay?
Okay.
Jen leaves with all the kids. So June sees Jen and the kids walk out the front door. She doesn't know that I'm still in the house. She has this tantrum because she's in the crate because it's the only place you can trust her. But she starts knocking her bowl around. Bing, bang. Having a little hissy fit.
That's some good onomatopoeia there.
What, bing bong?
Yeah, keep going. You're illustrating well. Keep going.
I walked in there and she was like, uh-oh. She just didn't know the big guy was still in the house.
Throwing a fit, huh?
Throwing an absolute fit. Dog food everywhere.
Oh, man. Hey, cherish these days.
Yeah. Alex,
cherish them. They're your last.
I got to talk to Chris Kennedy and Raider's dad about June. They were just laughing it up.
They did laugh at your expense for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Someone said, don't y'all enjoy being forced into a competition from other shows? And y'all created the premise.
Well spotted.
No, we're not. And someone said, not forced, coerced. Or it was the same person. Hey, we're good with it. We'll show we can beat them at anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want. Your challenge, we accept. Two more change my minds from the chat line. We'll keep taking them this week. Dodge makes the best pickups, change my mind. Raider Red is a free domain Yosemite Sam. Hey, nothing Raider Red related. Hax is already in the doghouse. Get it.
I did apologize. I mean, I think we're good on good. I think we're on good ground right now, but I don't want to risk that.
Yeah, don't want to risk that.
But that's pretty good.
It's the end of the bench. Hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll take a look at the calendar. Coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Appreciate you joining us on this Thursday. You're hanging with the End of the Bench till noon on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass taking care of us. You two can join us. Your thoughts, comments, questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We ran a poll question yesterday. Pretty simple. Most of you are saying we appreciate it. Mentally well, as we would expect in our audience. What color is lemon lime Gatorade? Very simple. Yellow took the poll, 84%.
It got even better from the show then.
Green went 16%, 183 votes. So good enough sample size to declare, put a stamp on it, lemon lime Gatorade is yellow. Also, Cody Stutes, alumnus of these stations, he chimed in, said he asked the same question to actual Gatorade a few months back, and and they said it's yellow. So if Gatorade says it's yellow, you gotta believe it. All right, continue to join us with those reactions on the chat line. Hax, I'm a little concerned about the future of our cereal in our country.
Okay.
Kellogg's has come out with a new suggestion. They've actually come out with two things that I'm concerned about. I'm a big cereal guy. How often do you eat cereal?
Once a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I eat cereal probably 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
I'm a milk guy too. So, Kellogg's, instead of just, you know, making new healthy cereals and all that, just, you know, like, screw this. Mix your unhealthy cereals with your healthy cereals. They say, we want you to do these new mashups. Now, they've already
started. I got one for you. Grape Nuts and Fruity Pebbles.
Can you imagine? Grape Nuts. There is not a worse cereal in the world.
No grapes, no nuts.
So they've come out with some of these. Frosted Cinnabran.
Ooh.
So the cinnamon French toast flavored Frosted Flakes with Raisin Bran.
Ooh.
Raisin Bran is supposed to be. Raisin Bran is supposed to be a healthy cereal.
It's not.
But it actually has more calories and sugar.
God, the sugar in
that. Most of them.
It makes me wonder how I got through my childhood again, because my mom let us put sugar on everything.
So you put sugar on the sugar cereals?
Yes. We would have the glucose bottom to the bowl, not knowing that it was already really just a sugar bowl.
Another one of their mashups they're tossing out
there. We did that with Cheerios the most, by the way.
Cheerios didn't have sugar, so that's okay.
What?
Regular Cheerios don't have cereal. Or have sugar. If they do, it's like 2 grams. Not like 14, like a regular.
Cheerios, caloric.
I didn't say calories. I said sugar.
Well, caloric breakdown is going to give me the sugar, all right?
Okay. Other ones, OG Wheats. Frosted Mini Wheats with Special K. Okay.
You know, there are 20 different kinds of Cheerios.
Oh, my gosh. I believe. Yeah. The Cheerios has their own section at the grocery store. You should know that. You're an Instacarter.
Instacart alum.
Twisty Krispies. Cocoa Krispies with regular Rice Krispies. These are some of the mashups that they're calling for out there. There are a few like Frosted Flakes
Pumpkin
with
Spice
Jack.
Cheerios. Multigrain Cheerios. Very Berry Cheerios. Maple Cheerios. Haven't even got to the Honey Nut or Frosted Cheerios.
Do people buy all these?
Apparently. Maple Cheerios now with oats.
Oats. So,
all right, sugar. 2 grams. Good call.
Okay. Cheerios are like kind of cardboardy if you don't put sugar on them. They're just that. I'm a cereal expert, Hex.
I guess so.
Kellogg's also is putting out a new
Honey product. Nut Cheerios, 12 grams.
Those are sweet. Okay. Those are good. New product, Hex.
Okay.
They are now selling single-serve Insta-bowls. Everything's instant. That come with powdered milk inside. This is now just add water cereal. That sounds terrible. It's kind of blowing up online. But powdered milk at the bottom, so you fill each one halfway with cold water to make the milk liquefy. Each bowl costs $2, which is way more than a normal bowl at home costs. Yikes. Yeah, I'm out on that. Would you try it?
No. Sounds like something Clark Griswold would have invented.
Yes, it does. All right, continue to hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Raider's dad says, it shows in my physique that I like cereal. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Someone said they don't even own any spoons. What do you eat your soup with? How often do you use a spoon? I probably use a spoon once.
Very rarely.
Really?
I love forks, man.
Man.
When I see my son eat like spaghetti with a spoon or something, I'm like, what are you doing? That's what we have forks for.
Yeah, I mean, there's things that you just don't eat spaghetti with, but I don't know. I mean, you don't use a spoon for, but...
You can most of the time get away with a fork. Most go on the attack.
But not...
Did you see that Chick-fil-A guy just whip that dude's rear end in the parking lot?
No, I missed that.
Down in Florida, takes a would-be carjacker that stole the keys... from a woman with a baby.
Whoa.
And the Chick-fil-A worker, you know, they're standing out there in the drive-thru.
Right.
MMA's just
goes after.
Well, let's see here. I got to describe this. You got it right here. Let's see. That was a single leg takedown into a reverse choke, and it's over. This guy's a lot bigger than him, too.
Wow.
One minute you're stealing a car, the next you're being choked unconscious by a high schooler whispering "my pleasure" in your ear.
Pleasure. Well done. Well done. All right, let's look at today's calendar, Lucas. Pretty good day on the calendar, Hacks. Happy birthday. I don't know. Do you call it a birthday or an anniversary to Google? 25th anniversary of Google.com. How long did it take you to come around to Google using that as your primary search engine?
I can't remember.
Because I remember I used Yahoo forever or Ask Jeeves. Remember Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves, sure.
There's I think, a
Butler.
Dog pile. Butler?
No, the Butler.
Ask Jeeves Butler, yes.
Yeah, was the avatar.
Yes, and you would actually ask questions on that one. There were some other ones. Bing was stupid. The 25th anniversary of Google. It's picked random dates to celebrate its birthday over the years, but the domain was officially registered on September 15th of 1997. Today is Roberto Clemente Day in Major League Baseball. Shout out to Roberto. Be a good day to celebrate. Maybe, you know, retire number 21 across baseball. Great humanitarian. Fantastic person. He is my favorite athlete that I never saw play. Like, seeing highlights, seeing the type of person
he
was.
My dad loves Roberto Clemente.
Yeah, love Roberto Clemente as well. Just never got to see him play. Today, Hacks, it is International Dot Day, National Linguini Day, and on the linguini.
Nah.
National, not Cheeseburger Day, but Double Cheeseburger Day. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Felt Hat Day, International Day of Democracy, National Thank You Day, World Afro Day. And this is my favorite. Free Queso Day.
Oh, yeah.
I need to figure out who's celebrating this. Because I want free queso. Big fan of the free queso. Happy birthday to Prince Harry, Tom Hardy, and Tommy Lee Jones. It's the end of the bench. Back to Tech Football next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. You're listening to the End of the Bench on to hour number two on 100.7 The Score. 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Covered quite a bit of territory so far. Still plenty to get into. Talk some Dallas Cowboys. Get back to the Red Raiders and Wolfpack of NC State coming up here shortly. Your boy, Big Game Boomer. It's your boy, right? Our buddies hang out on the weekends. Okay. That tells me about what I need to know. He put out his reactions from week two for several different storyline reactions for college football in general. So we will react to his reactions because I think some are pretty good. Some are not so much. But we'll get to some of those here in the second hour as well.
I think we're going to be, not today, but soon, talking about realignment again.
You think so?
Yes.
It's on the doorstep.
I just think numbers are starting to become real.
Negotiations. TV numbers?
Yeah, negotiations are ongoing.
Empty stadiums.
I mean, Joey McGuire said on The Fan yesterday that he believes in the next weeks to months we'll have additions to the Big 12.
Okay, I believe it. I mean, it makes sense.
And from what I hear, that, you know, the Pac-12 and ESPN are
at ends.
Yeah,
odds,
nowhere close on what they think their product is worth.
At odds.
They being the Pac-12, this is how much it's valued. ESPN saying, excuse me? That's not what it's valued.
Yeah.
So, you guys have very few legs to stand on and can't push us around with your numbers anymore without UCLA and USC, USC.
And UCLA, we saw the opening week there, that empty stadium.
But they
stadium.
Got other things to do, Choice.
Yeah. We got beaches. Why would we go to a college football game that's not 75 degrees and beautiful? We have other things to do. Yet, your sweat is sweating here in Lubbock, Texas, when we're hanging out. All right, looking towards this weekend, Hacks. A few of the analytical things. The computers have spoken. So Red Raiders will take on, obviously, the NC State Wolfpack. I was curious, ESPN's little FPI machine. I was curious, okay, what's the change going to look like for FPI? Because it adjusts as the season goes along. When you win games, it should change things up a little bit. But not really for so far. I guess because you've won two games the FPI predicted you to win. Tech was supposed to beat Murray State. According to the Football Power Index, you were supposed to beat Houston, according to the Football Power Index. So I looked ahead to several other games, and as of right now, there's a few adjustments percentage-wise. I think you've come a lot closer to the middle territory against TCU. FPI likes you a little bit more. But other than that, you're still favored in the games you're supposed to be favored in and not in the ones that you weren't. And part of that is because we really haven't seen any upsets in the league outside of West Virginia, which you're already favored in that game. Kansas beating West Virginia, so that's bottom beating bottom. This game, in particular, you are sitting at a 10-point spread. 67% favorite is the Wolfpack. So FPI gives Tech basically a 1-in-3 chance to go in there and
okay.
and beat the Wolfpack this weekend. Not bad, but that's where that one sits currently. Odd Shark, which is a gambling website, you may have heard of them. They also put out their composite score based off of all their computers and all that. Their score is 36-20 NC State over Texas Tech. So that not only they have Wolfpack winning, they have them covering. And they have the total going over, which is currently 55. You can get it at 54.5, 55. Seem low to you?
Nope.
I think, you know, without getting too much into the X's and O's breakdown, I think where Texas Tech has to win this football game offensively, it starts obviously in the trenches. Get beyond the trenches. You got to win one-on-one matchups. All I've heard from players, from coaches this week, and the little bit that I've watched in NC State is they love to leave their corners on islands.
Mm-hmm.
They love to go to one-on-one matchups. You have guys that should be able to win one-on-ones. There were times where I thought you should have won more one-on-ones last week, and you didn't. But 6'5", 6'4", 6'4", at the receiver position, these are matchups you've got to be able to go win often. 50-50 balls should be more like 70-30 balls in favor of the offense, especially with the rules the way they are. So, to me, that's an area Texas Tech has got to exploit a little bit. And I know he's a freshman, so I don't want to talk rough on him too much and Bradley, but it seemed like there were times where he just peeled off of routes.
Gave up
on routes at times last week. So would like to see those finished out a little bit better. But that's where the computers have Texas Tech and NC State this weekend. Not in the Red Raiders' favor a whole lot. As far as statistical comparison, Tech and NC State have played basically the same schedule up to this point. You played one good team from the group of five. Tech played Houston. NC State played East Carolina. The difference there is that NC State played on the road at East Carolina versus Tech getting Houston at home. And then both of them played teams you probably haven't heard of much in football, Murray State and College of Charleston. So I'd say the stats can compare decently since you've played roughly the same schedule. Tech's got the best passing offense in the country right now. 411 yards per game is number one in the country. The other area that Texas Tech really stands out to me is getting pressure on the quarterback. Sacks, quarterback hurries, and sacks and quarterback hurries, pardon me. These are two areas where the Red Raiders are top 15 in the country. So would love to make Devin Leary's day a little bit anxious. Maybe force him into decisions quicker than he's ready to. Tell us what you think. Thoughts and comments all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Hacks has highs and lows for us coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. I'm Choice Woodman next to Senor Jeff Haxton. Jackson Frazier across the way. And now we head to the Benchmark Hotline.
Not yet. Let's welcome him in. Mr. President, welcome into the show. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing there, Hacks?
Well, we're doing great. Have your ears recovered from the Korn concert?
Oh, they're doing great. You know, I love going to live shows there, Hacks. You know what I actually got a chance to do just recently? I got to see those Bacon Brothers. Have you heard of them?
I have. I heard they made a stop.
The Bacon Brothers?
Yeah, the Bacon Brothers. Go ahead, Mr. President.
Come on now, Choice. You've heard of Kevin Bacon before.
I've heard of him,
you know,
yeah.
6 Degrees, yeah. Yeah, he's got a brother that plays a bunch of different instruments and a little ukulele. That's kind of fun to hear. That makes that little high-pitched. I really like listening to that ukulele. So I got to see them, and I'll tell you, they put on a hell of a show.
Awesome.
We'll take your word for it.
So I'm sure you've heard we changed the formats, okay? You're picking too good. We wanted to do a little bit of fantasy football on the End of the Bench. Are you down with that? Do you have enough knowledge of the players across this great league, the Big 12?
I think I can figure it out there, Hacks. I'll tell you, though, I'm really disappointed in those shoeless people up in West Virginia. They really let me down, so I'm glad we're changing things up there. That was a little frustrating for me. Those mountain people are supposed to be better than that.
Okay, so here's a little bit of what we're going to do. You can't, Mr. President, I should have told you this before, you can't draft anybody from West Virginia this week or Oklahoma State this week because they're playing the Sisters of the Poor.
Okay, all right. Well, that works. Now we're going to do it different each week, Hacks. That's important now because I've got a lineup on my players just right, you know.
It'll go away once we get into conference play.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready to get rid of the FCS.
All right, you have the first draft pick, Mr. President. This will be quarterback, running back, wide receiver, kicker. It's all about what you want. Take it away.
Well, I'm gonna have to go now since you said I can't pick Oklahoma State. I'm gonna go with your quarterback there at Texas Tech. That Donovan Smith kid. It seems like he's gonna be a real good player there for the Red Raiders. So I'm gonna go with him with my first pick there.
Wow, Donovan off the board, very first. Okay, I'm gonna go running back here. I'm going to go to Wildcat land. Give me Deuce Vaughn to start things off.
You suck.
Is that who you wanted?
Yes.
Well, then that makes me happier.
All right. I'm going to go Xavier Hutchinson from Iowa State as my wideout.
Okay.
Good choice there, Hacks. I like it.
Number one in the conference currently. Thank you. Thank you. And it'll snake back to me. I'm going to go Quaylen Jones from Baylor as my running back.
Quaylen Jones for the RB for Hacks. All right. I'll go to quarterback next, and I'm going to take, because I think he'll have some points this week against the Huskers, give me Dylan Gabriel at quarterback.
All right, Mr. President, you get two in a row.
All right, get two in a row here. I'm excited about that. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go with that that running back there from Iowa State, the Brock kid. I think that's the one that I want to go with.
Okay.
And then I got to pick a wide receiver here. Let me look. You know, I think I'm gonna go with that Bradley boy from Texas Tech as my wide receiver.
Man,
Red Raider flavor here.
You campaigning? You running for mayor in Lubbock sometime soon?
Well, I'm telling you, I like what I'm seeing there, Choice. It's okay. Kind of exciting there.
All right,
oh, you're it's my up, turn, big dog.
My turn. I will go. You've already picked receivers, so I don't have to worry about that. So I guess strategy-wise, I'm going to take my kicker here and give me the ugly orange, Bert Auburn from Longhorn Land. I feel like they're going to be settling for a lot of threes against UTSA this weekend.
Okay, makes sense. Well, I'm going to go quarterback, so I'm going to wrap mine up, and I'm going to go with another Cyclone, try to double up points. Hunter Deckers.
Okay. He throws with the wrong hand, you know.
Left?
He's a lefty.
Wrong-hander?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to take Trey Wolfe.
Okay.
As my kicker.
The bounce back week. It's hard to call it a bounce
hero?
Back. Yeah. He is a hero.
I mean, Donovan Smith threw three picks. He was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week.
You're right. I think it's a bounce back week for everybody, so that wasn't fair to Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
kicked it when it counted.
You're right. All right, my fourth and final pick. I'm going to take Miles Price off the board for the Red Raiders. My only Red Raider for the draft.
Wrap it up, Mr. President.
All right, I got to get a kicker now. So I'm going to go with that Schmidt kid there from Oklahoma from a kicker.
Zach Schmidt from OU.
All right, what are your weekend plans before we let you go, Mr. President?
Well, I got to tell you, I might just take in a little bit of football, as we already discussed there. I like college football. It's going fast now, and third week in a row like that. That makes my weekends a little bit more exciting. And as I told you before, I like painting on the weekends, so I'm not sure what I'm going to paint. Maybe my house. I don't know. I might paint a picture. It'd be exciting, too. But I'll tell you, it's going to be a great weekend for fall in the great state of Texas. So I'm just going to take advantage of whatever is out there. Might go fishing. That's another thing. I got a lot of free time, Hacks. Lots of free time.
Well, obviously, if you're spending time with us. And we appreciate it, by the way.
You bet.
We know you're a big Red Raider fan. You're liking what you're seeing. So what's the worst thing you can think about of the state of North Carolina? I mean, you've been all over the country.
I have. You know, they have some pretty bad hurricanes there, Choice. Mm. They're kind of scary. I think I had a bunch of pigs that died a few years ago. I think that's a little scary. I wouldn't want to go out and see a bunch of dead pigs everywhere. So I think that's probably the worst thing I could think of is dead pigs in North Carolina.
Okay. Dead pigs in North Carolina. Mark that off.
Well, and you and hurricanes don't get along too well with all the Katrina.
We don't have a good relationship, Pax, as you well know, so I try and avoid that at all costs.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure, boys. You take care.
All right. George W. Bush joining us on Thursdays.
Always good.
With his picks.
Muchos gracias to the press.
I have wagered my fantasy life on Iowa State Cyclones.
You did.
Who've scored like 15 points all year.
Yeah, they had 10 last week, Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck to you. Hunter Deckers and Xavier Hutchinson.
That's right.
All right. I'm pulling for you.
I got Trey Wolfe.
After me. You know, I'll pull for Trey Wolfe all day. Hope you get a lot of points from him. Actually, just extra points is what I'm hoping for from him. Lots of extra points. All right, we'll get to some more of your thoughts. Hacks will take us through a lock, an underdog, and a bad bet. Coming up next, we'll get back to some more Red Raider and NC State thoughts as well. You're hanging with the End of the Bench till noon on 100.7 The Score.
definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. That guy to my right is Jeff Axton. I'm Choice Woodman with you until, we'll call it noon today. Yeah, we weren't yesterday. Bowed out just a little bit earlier. We got Ask the Benchwarmers 15 minutes away. So you got any questions? Bring those. Bring as many as you can on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tech football, tech basketball, betting, secret to life, whatever. Yates Flooring Center chat line, yours through the 100.7 Score mobile app. Ask the Benchwarmers 15 minutes away from now. All right, Senor Haxton, you have some gambling locks for us.
Ooh, or a lock. I don't know, man. I don't know about locks that. But
I deferred this to you because, you know, I want people to blame you if things go wrong.
Thanks.
They're wagering their life savings.
Hax said.
Hax told me to get this team. He locked it up. Mostly because my one lock I went with a couple weeks ago went very south. I locked in Colorado over TCU on the, a 13-point spread? Boy, was I wrong. So I'm going to let you take the hack at the lock this week.
All right, I got these three.
You got them?
I got them.
I will write them down. We will review.
Okay. I'm going to do something dangerous.
You're going to involve one of your teams? That's usually dangerous.
Where is this being played?
I don't know.
It's at Jordan-Hare. I'm gonna lock up a Big Ten team versus an SEC team.
That's dangerous.
I'm gonna lock the Penn State Nittany Lions.
I don't think that's that dangerous.
At Auburn, and I'm gonna get 3 points.
You're getting 3 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Auburn is favored by 3.
Penn State plus 3 at Auburn. I like your pick there. I would completely agree with that one.
Paper Tigers. Okay?
Okay.
It's what I'm banking it on.
Both 2-0 teams up to this point. Yeah.
I want to get to Auburn's schedule real quick. Mercer and the mighty San Jose State Spartans. They only beat San Jose State 24-16. Lock up the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Lock it up.
You lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
My stay away game, because...
Okay.
And I think this will make a lot of sense. And I know people love to bet Oklahoma. You have no idea what's going to happen in Lincoln on Saturday. Nebraska lost to Georgia Southern.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much with Scott Frost, they just lost, Bullfighter.
Mm-hmm.
They may play like gangbusters against OU with the cloud of all that lifted. It's kind of like when you go out and you go double bogey, par, triple bogey, and you get to the turn and you're sitting at about 12 over.
Yeah.
Your day's over. Right, your round is over.
In terms of a good round, yeah, you're just kind of giving up on it.
So you go out to that back nine with a fresh start.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
I think every golfer does. You came out with expectations to shoot a 75, you're going to shoot an 85. There's a little bit of that going on with Nebraska. OU, on the other hand, could also say,
good comparison.
You guys are terrible, and we're going to beat you by 3 touchdowns today.
Yep.
I don't know which way to go. So with that being such a wide area of could happens, I'm staying away from Nebraska OU.
Agreed. I think if I were to pick a game, that's probably the one I was looking at the most. I would say also rivalry games.
Add
supposed
that
to
in.
Stay away. But also, does this really count as a rivalry game? Because these kids, they don't know it as a rivalry game. Used
they
to
didn't
be
watch
back
that
in the
game
day.
In 1976.
Right. I mean, the rivalry game for OU's the Red River thingy, whatever they're calling it this year. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Oh, they didn't do that at the State Fair this year, right? Did I dream that? That they didn't do that State Fair weekend? A State Fair weekend?
What?
The Red River Shootout rivalry. Showdown.
It's always during the fair.
I know, but I thought that they changed. Never mind. I'm dreaming things. I have some weird lucid
Forget
dreams
choice.
Like you.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so you've given us a lock, a bad bet. Now we need an underdog.
I want my underdog to be BYU.
Okay.
BYU is getting 3.5 at Oregon. I know it's a tough place to play, but 6.5 is what that line opened as. It's already down to 3.5. Give me BYU straight up over Oregon.
Oh, straight up.
Okay. The reason that I do this, BYU knows, and they've already probably heard it a little bit, if they get this dub, there's a high likelihood they're going to be in the college football playoff.
This is, yeah. I mean, their path
if
is a lot easier for the after this.
If they don't, it ain't going to happen. But look.
They're going to be a top 10 team if they win.
Yeah, they're going to get in the playoff, I think. They have Wyoming, Utah State, at Notre Dame. Doesn't look nearly as vicious. They host Arkansas, Liberty. This has the ability for BYU to find himself as one of the four teams. But they don't get it if they lose this game. Give me the Cougars.
Fair enough.
Over the Quackers.
I like it. Good picks. I would agree with you on all three picks, which means they're probably doomed. Probably doomed. Okay, so, Hacks, I won't be in studio tomorrow. So I'm going to go ahead and break off some of these on you. The over-unders that, again, I forgot to recap on Monday. But looking for this game, Texas Tech over-unders against North Carolina State. You ready?
I think.
Okay. Number of takeaways for the Red Raiders.
One.
Sorry, I meant to set it. 1.5.
Space too long.
I was going 1.5. So you're going under. Number of, last week it was 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2 takeaways. Now, number of giveaways for the Red Raiders. Last week it was 3. I'm setting this one also at 1.5. Give it away on the road.
Over.
Over. Okay. Over and under. We're setting the total Tech yardage at, which you were correct on this last week. I set it at 465 a week ago. I'm setting it at 450.
Under.
This week. You went over last week and were correct. You're going under this week on the road. Total Texas Tech rushing yards. Now, sack-adjusted rushing yards you went over last week, but you still went under the number because you got sacked 6 times. Rushing yards, we're going at a cool 130.
All right, so you're figuring in the sacks?
The sacks matter in college football.
Okay.
They count on your rushing total, rushing yards.
Okay.
Total.
Under.
Under. Okay. Not great start for winning this football game, but you're not, as of right now, predicting them to win. NC State, total yardage in the game. Exact same as Tech, 450.
Under.
Tech's defense has shown that they haven't given up close to that yet, but this should be the best offense you face so far. Total rushing yards for the Wolfpack, 140.
Over.
Over that. Okay.
I'm going to change that. Under.
Oh, okay.
Under.
Okay.
I think we're going to have 2 quarterbacks that are going to fire it all over the place on Saturday.
Okay. I could see that for sure. All right, Donovan Smith, total touchdowns. Last week you predicted over 3. We're correct on that. Setting it at 3.5 this week.
Stupid hook.
The Hook. I had to go with the Hook.
Over.
Over. Okay. Miles Price, total yardage, 75.
Over.
The score, over under, 54.5.
Over.
And then the chunk play ones. Chunk plays for Texas Tech. Plays of more than 20 yards. 20 yards or more. 4.5.
Under.
NC State, 4.5.
Over.
There you go. That could be your difference. Big plays in the game. You can chime in on any of those. Ask the Benchwarmers coming your way next. Get your questions in right now on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Back for one more on Double T on 100.7. The Score next. Dang it!
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.